Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Instagram.
Yes.
How we doing on Facebook?
It says we are trying to go live.
Have some days like that. Trying. Yes.
Oh, we're live.
Hey, we're live. Hello, everyone. We've got Instagram, and now I believe we have Facebook.
Yes. We're here to answer your real estate questions.
I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep, and I'm Ethan McNeil.
And we are back for your weekly live.
That's right. Yep.
We got all kinds of interesting stuff today. We have questions. We have stories, news stories. We have our highlighted listings.
Yep.
And some important quotes.
And you could win a gift card today.
A gift card.
We are finally going to do a drawing for a contest we did like 2 months ago that we never actually drew the winners because we were all stuck in our homes with face masks, and we didn't want you to see us with those face masks. So
we didn't feel like it'd be the same if we had our face masks on.
Yep. So anyway.
All right. So
cool.
You want to
start it off.
Go ahead. You start us with your news stories.
All right. My news story today, which I really don't know that much about it because that's how I read news stories. I read the title and then that's about it. But I saw Apple is coming out with Apple glasses. They're not in the shape of an apple. Oh, they look like regular glasses, but they're coming out with them. I think they said this fall. It wasn't supposed to be. Why is that flashing so much up there? Let's try that. They weren't supposed to people weren't supposed to know about them. So there was a leak, but I guess they're going to be a little bit like those glasses that Spider-Man has, where, you know, you have control of all the satellites. You can take out people if you need to. They are supposed to have little screens in them. That only you can see. People like looking at you can't tell that you're, you know, looking at Facebook notifications while you're talking to them. So
is that because now we can't have our phones where we're driving? So
yes.
You can look at it on your.
Yeah, I think so. Because it's way more safe to just have like the screen right there in your eye while you're driving rather than have your phone out where you're trying to text. So
that's
way better. Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay. And the NFL released their schedule for the year yesterday.
Cool.
So they are planning on playing games. They don't know how they're going to do that, but they say they're going for the full season.
Well, good.
So for all you NFL fans, you will not be home bored this fall.
Yes.
You may be able to watch them on TV. You may not be able to go watch them in a live,
yeah,
but in person, but you can watch them on TV, maybe.
That's okay.
Better than nothing.
Yeah.
As long as we can have our fantasy football, we'll be good.
Yeah, that's all that we care about.
who was the champion of our fantasy football last year?
I think, was it Brock?
No, it was me.
Okay.
I thought that's Brock credit.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Ruthie. We see you joined on Instagram.
Hi, Ruthie.
Ooh. Oops.
Okay, what's your second news story?
I just wanted you all to know, you already knew this, I'm sure, that the Indy 500 is moved to August 23rd. So I think that some of the news places, ESPN and some other channels, are going to be running old Indy 500s this weekend, airing them so you can watch old ones. Yeah,
wow.
I hope that they skip ahead to like the last 10 laps. Because it's just so boring.
You're not a dedicated race car fan.
No, I'm not.
And May 24th is the match. Did you know that?
What match?
Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady, May 24th. Cool. I was a little disappointed because they didn't ask me to play, but I guess they'll get by okay without me.
Yeah. They're playing golf?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Cool.
How come you asked that when I said they didn't ask me to play and then you said golf? Okay. Well, that's our news stories for today. So we're ready for our questions.
Yes, we are ready to go. And I'm shaking the table.
You are. Oh, I am too.
Probably. We better be careful.
All right. I see that. We're so excited that we're not in quarantine anymore. We just can't sit still.
That's it. Okay, we're going to jump into questions. And if you are live with us, you can ask questions. Any question that's on your mind, and we will answer them. Hopefully it's about real estate, but you know what? You can ask any question. It doesn't have to be about real estate. So first question that we have is it okay to cut my realtor out of the deal if a family member wants to buy my home?
Is this one of your family members?
That's a tough question. I would say probably not. It's probably not a good idea to cut your realtor out. However, if your realtor's really nice like us, sometimes we'll give you a good break and we'll just say, you know what, we'll get out of the deal for you because it's a family member. So it just depends on the situation and it depends on how much work your realtor has done. If they have really worked on trying to sell your house, it's really not nice. It's not nice.
They didn't ask if it was nice. They just asked if you could do it.
You actually technically, legally, if you're in a contract, can't cut them out of the deal. But talk to your realtor, see if you can work out a negotiation that makes you both happy, makes you feel like you got a good deal, and makes your realtor feel like you didn't chip them.
Yep. Or the other option that we deal with that sometimes is if you come to us and ask to list your property and you say, possibly one of my family members are interested, would we be able to write an exception for them?
Yes.
We will more than likely be willing to do that. Depends on the situation, but we've done it before where if a family member wants it, we will step out and let you go ahead that route by yourself. Yep. So there are options, and as Ethan said, if you have good realtors like Keith Realty, you probably can make something work. Mm-hmm. If you don't and you've signed the contract, they don't have to do anything. They don't want to. So it depends.
It depends on who you're working with.
Okay, the next question. Should I hook up to city water when it's available or stay on my well? That's a good question. Depends on what city water it is. Sometimes I hear city water can be bad.
Yeah.
If you have a good well, you know, you may want to stay on it. The catch really comes down to, are you staying? Are you going to sell? Do you like your well water? Do you want to be on city water? There's a lot of variables in there. But for resale value, city water is a good perk. It's a good thing to say we're hooked up to city water when you're selling your house.
Yes.
But if you're going to be there for a while, you need to figure all things into the equation of your opinion, what you want to be on personally. So you don't have to. You can. There is an expense. I mean, you have to pay to hook onto city water. So all that has to play into the equation.
Yeah.
What do you think on that?
Yep. I agree. The one thing that we've run into is a lot of the government-backed loans. They want to test your water, and it's hard to get a lot of wells to pass the stipulations on those testings.
Yes.
So it's not impossible, obviously, but it's a challenge sometimes. So if you're hooked up to city water that's good and drinkable, it's so much easier to pass that part of the inspections.
Yeah.
So, but all right, next question. Can a real estate agent list my house for sale even if they don't live near me? Do not. list your house from those online realtors that are from out of the United States. I know that you were thinking they'd give you a good deal, but don't do it. It depends on how close this real estate agent is to you. If they're in the same state, then yeah, they actually can list your house. But the question is should they list your house? Probably not. If they're not near you, not in your market, don't have comparables, aren't in the MLS, your local MLS, then you probably should not list with them, and you should probably go with somebody who is local. It would be like us trying to list a house in South Bend. We really have no idea what the market's like in South Bend, and we're not a part of the MLS in South Bend. So, yeah, go with the local real estate agent. That's always your better option.
Okay. I keep getting flyers in the mail from realtors saying they have a buyer for my house. Is this a scam? Not necessarily. Realtors have a list of buyers a lot of times that's looking for certain homes, and they may be looking in your neighborhood. So it wouldn't necessarily be a scam. Is it an advertising gimmick? There's a good chance. It may be that they just want to list your home. So it depends, again, on who the realtor is. If you're interested in selling your home and you're getting those flyers from realtors, I would talk to the realtor that you want to deal with and not call those people directly. Because once the realtor you want to deal with puts your property live, all those realtors will see it that day. So do not get caught up in feeling like you have to call just because they got a flyer. You got a flyer in the mail and they said they have a buyer. But it could be they have someone looking in your area. But again, don't work with them if you do not know them or have a good recommendation to them.
Yep. And there is an exception to that rule. If it's a flyer that has a little logo that says Keith Realty, then yes, that is a legitimate flyer and you should call us.
That is true. We do not send out flyers that say we have a buyer in your area if we don't have a buyer looking in your area.
Yes.
So. But not all companies are that way.
There you go. Okay, next question was, should I use a real estate agent just because they sold another house in my neighborhood? Well, that's kind of similar to that.
Similar,
one.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just use them just because of that. You should use a real estate agent that you trust and that you know and that you can feel comfortable with. As long as they're a local real estate agent, one real estate agent can sell a house in your neighborhood just as easy as the other real estate agent. It's just a matter of who do you work well with, who do you trust, who is an honest real estate agent. Go with them versus just some random real estate agent you saw selling a house in your neighborhood. Unless it's an agent that you know. Or it's Keith Realty. So, yeah.
There you go.
Always exceptions to the rules.
That's right. Okay. Are houses still selling fast like they were before the virus began? No. Houses are still selling, and it's not that it's a bad time, but they are definitely not moving as fast as they were before the virus began. I'm not sure if that's going to pick back up anytime soon. None of us know, but it definitely has slowed down some. We do still have people looking, but we also have a lot of people concerned to look because of everything that's going on. So it's a little bit slower right now. Again, I would definitely talk to an agent that you want to deal with and figure out what their opinion is as far as going ahead and listing. We wouldn't be afraid to list a house right now, but I wouldn't say it's going to sell as fast as it would have before all this began.
Right. Yeah. And that's just about knocked the computer off. That's because obviously you probably know, but that's also because a lot of people have cutbacks maybe in their job. They're unsure about, you know, whether this is actually a good time to buy or not. And that hurts it just as much as people who don't want to get out risk getting the virus. So
yep.
It's just a combination.
Definitely. Okay, that's all the questions for today. So yeah. We are on to our highlighted listing.
Yes. So, you doing the first one or?
Yeah. Well, no, you're doing the first
okay.
one.
The first one is. You can get a little closer there if you want. Stultz Road. It is 3413 on Stultz Road in Spencer, Indiana. We've got it listed. It's back on the market for $146,500. It has three bedrooms, one bath, 1,624 square feet finished. It was built in 1968. It's got 2.3 acres. It is on a well and a septic, but it also has a two-car detached garage. Anyways, this is a nice little house, and it is on the market, and you can see it if you call us. All right, and then the next one. You got that.
Okay, the next one is 901 T Court. This is in Thornridge edition. It is listed for $325,000. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath. This is a nice place in Thornridge. It actually has an in-law suite attached to it. It's on city water, city sewer. It has gas heat. It is 2,694 square feet, and it's actually a large lot size. I'm not sure off the top of my head if it was two lots combined or how that was, but it's a very large lot that this sits on. So 0.69 acres in Thorn Ridge. This is one you have to see to understand. It is a really nice home, and again, it's listed at $325,000. So if you know of anyone who's looking for a home that they could take care of a loved one in the in-law suite, this one would be perfect. It's got an attached garage to it. And you can actually walk right from the home into the in-law suite attached there on the other side of the garage. So it's a nice place.
Some people might not like that.
Wow.
Such close quarters for their in-laws.
Yeah, that sounds good. Touchy.
I'm not saying me. I'm saying other people.
Okay, so that's our highlighted listings for the week. If you know of anyone looking... It can be any property. It doesn't matter if it's one that you see on our website or on Zillow or Trulia or any of them.
Doesn't
call
have
us.
To be for sale, though.
It does have to be for sale, but any property that you see out there, call Ethan or I or at the office at Keith Realty. We'll be glad to help you see any place that's out there for sale right now.
Do we do our drawing?
We need to do our drawing now. And this is, what was this called? What was this drawing for?
Where was Tom Brady going to end up?
Oh, yeah.
That. And a lot of people actually guessed the Buccaneers. And I don't know if that was because the news came out after.
There you go.
I'm not sure, but yeah.
Okay, here you go. Draw the name.
I thought we were shaking together.
I already did.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. This the person the who won is Katie Armstrong Hauser, and she said the Denver Broncos just to make Peyton Manning mad. That's pretty good.
I like
good.
It. That's good.
So, Katie, you have won a gift card. We will message you and let you know that you've won in case you haven't watched this live.
Okay. So, Katie is our winner of the drawing today.
Yeah. And what are we doing for a contest?
We was going to do the home quarantine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll put out a separate post on Facebook and Instagram. This is our contest for next week's drawing. And you just got to post, what was
funny
it?
Funny story.
Okay.
About your home quarantine.
There you go.
So we want to hear funny stories that you had happen while you were quarantined at home with your family.
There you go.
So.
Yep.
We'll see how many funny stories we get.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for that post so you can comment and win a gift card.
There you go. Okay, now we're ready for our quotes of the day to end our live. You want to go first?
Sure. This is a quote by Warren Buffett. Warren Buffet or Warren Buffett for 240 years, and I don't know how old this quote is, so, but for 240 years, it's been a terrible mistake to bet against America, and now is no time to start. I thought that was a good quote for the uncertainty people have about the virus and stuff.
There you go. Okay. My quote is from Zig Ziglar. Honesty and integrity are absolutely essential for success in life and all areas of life. The really good news is that anyone can develop both honesty and integrity. So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah. So and I actually know who said it this time. It's not like an unnamed quote, you know.
Was his name really Zig?
Zig Ziglar? I don't know, but he sold a lot of books. So yeah. It worked.
Maybe I should change my name to Mick McNeil.
Mick McNeil? Hey.
I don't know.
That's what you need to get your books going.
Yep.
Mick McNeil.
There we go.
All right. Thank you, everyone who tuned in. And if you have questions, you're welcome to put them on. Ask us anytime, and we will put them on the list for next week, right?
Yep. Private message us, and we will add your questions to our list.
Good week.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.